Another area of focus for Green Party that I really liked in the agenda is strengthening the labor laws. It's almost impossible to form a trade union in the private sector anymore. It's down to 9.5% of workers in the private sector, lowest in 60 years, even before the Wagner Act in the late 30s that gave workers the right of collective bargaining. The Taft-Hartley Law of 1947 was a stranglehold on labor's ability to band together and defend their interests against global corporations. They can't do it now. There isn't a single major presidential candidate in decades that has come out for the repeal of Taft-Hartley and the strengthening of the labor laws. Employers now can fire workers who are organizing labor unions, and if they get caught by the NLRB after 3.5 years and all kinds of legal fees, all they have to do is pay back pay. So the other workers get the idea, don't they? You better not try to pass around the petitions. Up in Canada, you get a petition, majority of the workers in the workplace, you got a union. They have to bargain in good faith, the employers, not here. Hoops after hoops after hoops. Do you know how critical that issue is? I mean, one of the greatest ways of building the middle class in American history was a strong trade union movement. And they were the countervailing forces in Congress, on Congress, and state legislatures. And now they're very weak, and they're very small in number. And indeed, we tend to forget, because we hear about some corruption in labor unions, and it's very widely publicized in the corporate press, we forget how many things have come our way because of those valiant workers 50 and 100 years ago, who put everything on the line against these detective goons hired by these employers for the coal mines and the steel mills and the auto plants. There was no unemployment compensation, no worker compensation, no alternative jobs. They put it all on the line to give themselves decent rights in the workplace and a decent standard of living, and made it so for non-labor workers who benefited from the unionized workers, the non-unionized workers. And they put it on the line. And when you go up against corporate power today, think of these people. Think of these people. Think of the farmers who took on the giant banks and the railroads 100 years ago and started the populist progressive movement that we're still benefiting from. Think of the women who started the women's right to vote movement for, went for 56 years before success. They were beaten up and spat on and arrested and dragged to jail. Think of the abolitionists in 1830 or 1790 or 1850 going after slavery, the precious business asset of the day. Think of what it must have taken in terms of their courage. Think how lonely they must have felt. When you think of what happened in our history, the great civic heroes in our history, do you think that we can look at the problems today and the odds today and the corporate power today and feel sorry for ourselves? Of course not. And that's where the motivation comes from the best in our history. And the fact about democracy is it tends to bring out the best from people. It tends to bring out the best from us. And the stronger it is, the more it brings out from us.